This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're celebrating the father of Russian classical music, Mikhail Glinka's 213th birthday, with his Trio Pathétique. Like with Tchaikovsky's Pathétique Symphony, the name doesn't quite translate to pathetic in the way that we think of it today. It's more along the lines of evoking strong emotion or passionate, and maybe even a hint of suffering. We can get a bit of insight into the trio's name from the context that he wrote it in. Glinka suffered from ill health, and as a young man, on the advice of his doctor, he traveled from Russia to the warmer climate of Italy to see if that would help at all. His trip took him through Germany and Switzerland, over the mountains, and finally to Milan, where he decided to settle down. And he took to Italy quite well. He seems to have taken especially well to Italian women. Who can blame him, right? But anyone who's been to Milan in the middle of the summer knows it gets really hot, and his health started to deteriorate again. He had found a doctor in Italy, and that doctor had a married daughter who lived in a mountain village, which was perfect for an escape from the city. Now, this daughter was not only pleasant to look at. According to Glinka, she was also quite skilled on the piano and was a friend of Chopin's. Like I said, she was married. But there seems to have been something going on there, because Glinka says his long visits with her eventually led to a lot of talk and gossip around the town. He had written a piece for her to play, but ended up dedicating it to a friend of hers instead, trying to ease some of that gossip, but it was no use, and he had to break off the friendship, or whatever it was, and head back to Milan. Glinka wrote this piece in the immediate aftermath of that affair. Composers can be a very melodramatic bunch, and Glinka was no different. In the score he wrote, quote, "The only way I know love is by the pain it causes." Unfortunately for him, this would continue to be true. His only marriage was short-lived. He never had a satisfying long-term relationship with a woman. But he did have one with music, and while in Italy, Glinka had ample opportunities to study the Italian masters of the day, the music he wrote was influenced by the sounds that he heard around Milan. But after staying there a few years, he decided that rather than try to imitate an Italian style, he wanted to go back to Russia and create a Russian style of music, one that could measure up to the Italian and the German and the French styles. He became known as the father of Russian classical music, and he was a mentor for a whole generation of Russian composers. This trio, though, comes from a time when he was just finding his voice, and for that matter, he had just started studying composing in earnest. This is a piano trio, but it's a bit of an odd trio. Usually a piano trio is a violin and a cello. This one is similar, but it's woodwinds. It's a clarinet and a bassoon that join the piano. Glinka had a bit of an affinity for the clarinet. According to him, a clarinet quartet concert was when... This is a piano trio, but it's a bit of an odd trio, because piano trio usually means a violin, a cello, and a piano. This is a clarinet, a bassoon, and a cello. Glinka had a bit of an affinity for the clarinet. According to him, a clarinet quartet concert when he was just a boy inspired him to become a composer. The two wind instruments also bring to mind the human voice, with their phrasing based around breath. And opera was the big thing in Italy at the time Glinka was there. He was heavily influenced by Donizetti and Bellini, two giants of Italian opera. Whatever the reason for the interesting instrumentation, the trio has a lyrical feel to it, again, not unlike some of the operas from that time period. It can be playful at times, but it has a strong emotional heart, and you can hear Glinka's heartbreak throughout, especially in the stormy finale. Here's William McCall, Arthur Grossman, and Stanley Chapel with Glinka's Trio Pathétique. Thank you. In some ways, you can listen to the trio and think about it as the course of a relationship, and you can certainly hear that finale and hear how Glinka's relationship, or whatever it was that he had, ended. And in fact, during the premiere, the clarinetist supposedly turned to Glinka and said, "Ah, that is desperation right there." Thanks to William McCall, Arthur Grossman, and Stanley Chapel for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll listen to an underappreciated but wonderful French Baroque composer, Louis de Caille d'Hervelois. We'll see you then.